LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. This week was the deadline for massive tariffs on European imports into the U.S., but under the terms of a new trade deal, there will be tariffs, but not as steep. ABC's Karen Travers has more on President Trump's deal.
The new tariff rate, 15% on products coming into the U.S. from the European Union, down from the 30% that the president had been threatening. That 15% will be on most goods from the EU, including cars and pharmaceuticals, which is the biggest export coming into the United States from the EU. There are still questions, though, about what this is going to mean for wine that comes from European countries.
Authorities in Nevada say three people were killed, two others critically hurt in a shooting this morning in the parking lot of a Reno casino. Authorities do not know anything about the shooter's motive, and there was no known connection between the suspect and the victim. The suspect's in custody. Two children were killed after their sailboat collided with a barge in Miami. The Coast Guard's investigating. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has reported a decrease in unemployment rates across the state for the month of June. The new data released last week found that the majority of cities in the state saw a decrease in unemployment rates. Among the 35 largest cities, 24 of them saw the unemployment rate drop, 5 cities saw no change, and 6 cities saw an increase in unemployment. Over the last year, 22 of those cities have seen a drop in unemployment, with 6 remaining at a steady level and 7 seeing an increase in unemployment. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation to add protections for workers who are exposed to dangerous heat conditions in their workplace. The proposed bill would require the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable federal standard to protect workers in high heat environments. Those standards could include things like paid breaks in cool spaces, access to water, limiting how long workers can be exposed to extreme heat, and establishing emergency response procedures for addressing heat-related illnesses. A Shell Lake man has been sentenced to prison in relation to a high-speed chase that also resulted in drug charges. According to court documents, law enforcement authorities attempted to stop a vehicle being driven by 44-year-old Dustin Lee Klopp in Spooner for a defective headlamp in January of 2024. Klopp attempted to flee the traffic stop, reaching speeds of up to 120 miles per hour before fleeing on foot and hiding in a railroad facility. He was charged with fleeing law enforcement and delivering methamphetamine after being taken into custody. A Hayward man previously convicted in Washburn County for stealing catalytic converters has now been sentenced in Sawyer County as well. 37-year-old Nathan Conover was convicted of multiple misdemeanor theft charges after attempting to sell suspicious catalytic converters to the owner of a junkyard in 2023. Authorities later determined that the catalytic converters had been stolen from transit buses, and DNA evidence connected Conover to the thefts. He was sentenced in Washburn County in March and Sawyer County last week. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Cubs and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz. 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focused right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be severe with strong wind gusts and very heavy rainfall. Low upper 60s. Sunshine returns later tomorrow afternoon. A slight storm chance into the evening. High in the low 80s. Currently it's 85.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special live show from Six Springs Farm in southwest Wisconsin as we talk to NFL and Badger Hall of Famer Joe Thomas, along with Brady Ewing as my guest co-host.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. You're not going to want to miss out. With that all being said, have a great night, everyone.
I'm Sophie Chwaba. This is Nightlight. And you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and it is so great to have you with me tonight. We are coming to you live from Madison tonight, all week, and it is a gorgeous night here. I understand they're having some weather up north, but it's sunny and 70 in the studio because Kalen Cole is here. The up-and-comer, what do you call yourself? Are you an up-and-comer? Have you arrived?
I definitely have not arrived. I think what they say is like an emerging artist.
Okay. That works.
But yeah, I'm just here.
Yeah.
You know? I just take, you know, whatever comes.
We said that Kalen is a other mic. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I think we have to switch mics.
Yeah,
is that right, Conrad? Is
the one on the other side of you, Pete.
On the other side of me. Oh, do you mind coming around here? So she just dropped gold. And I don't know if we can recreate that for the audience. But we'll do it our best. All right, we're having some technical. I'm not a tech guy. Oh, that's
hello, hello,
Kalen. That's awesome. Now we've got Kalen Cole, folks.
Is this better?
Emerging artist Kalen Cole. Now I have to scoot over too, which I'll do, so we can have you on camera and live on the stream here.
Perfect.
She joins us here at Nightlight. You've officially become a friend of the show.
Yes.
How does that feel?
I love it. I love it.
I hope we're friends of yours.
Oh yes.
Do you talk about us when you go to Nashville?
Yes, I do.
Do you ever, like, in the middle of your set, go, you know, there's a radio host up in Madison. He's a pretty special guy. I've been on a show a few times.
My friend Pete. No, but I can.
Would it kill you to work me into conversation?
No,
with you?
All right,
very good. Kalen Cole is here. She's been on the show many times. She's immensely talented, Nashville-based singer-songwriter. And how has your trip been here? How long have you been here in Wisconsin? This is your home state.
Yeah.
And you did some shows. How did it go?
It went well. My friend Lexi Liu was actually supposed to be with me.
Oh.
But I have 3 shows this coming week. Okay. And I just got up here yesterday, last night. And so I'm so glad we were able to do this. But she was supposed to be here, and her dad ended up passing away.
Oh,
so,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but she's a strong cookie. She'll get through it.
She's been on the show too. You guys were in Green Bay with me one night, and you guys played, and she was outstanding.
Yeah, so. She's phenomenal. But it's always good to take time for yourself, especially with things like that. So she's with her family, which is the best decision, I think, for her. And I'm still going to, if anybody listening that, if you're coming to shows that I have posted, I'm doing 50% of the tips are going to Lexi's family.
Oh, wow.
So I'd love to help support her, you know, in this time. So
Well, give her our best. She's always welcome back on the show, too, with or without you. She is very talented and a lovely person. So you keep segueing into these accents, and I don't know what to do with it. I love your British accent.
I don't know what to do with it either. I don't know what I'm doing.
Was that in New York?
I have no idea.
We got to think of it. It's Kalen speak.
Yeah. I guess. It's a,
The British. Stick with the British, though.
I think
you've affected. Let's hear some British. Talk about your new song in a British accent.
Oh, man. Okay. if anything happens, like, in 2-3 years, they're totally going to dig this up, and they're just going to repost it on Twitter or something.
They're going to go, this is gold.
This is gold, apparently. Right. But, so, this new song... It's kind of Australian.
We're in Wisconsin. We don't know.
I know.
Difference.
And that's true. This new song is called Mistreated Right. Yeah, this is totally an Australian accent. Now I'm nervous. Now I can't get out of it.
You should be serious because your music is so great. So
thank you.
You can shelf the British accent. Just tell us about this great new song. It's fantastic. Tell us everything.
So it's called Mistreated Right. It's a play on words. I love writing like double entendres or play on word kind of songs. I sat down with my friends Micah Kennedy and Jared Morris, and they're two like manly men. And I was like, I want to write a song about treating a girl right. And they're like, okay. So we put our heads together and we came up with this really cool Kelsea Ballerini inspired country song. I wouldn't think that this was like my first choice of music stylistically, but it's really fun. And I've also stopped putting myself in a box, I guess, of like, this is how I should sound or whatever. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? This is a really fun song. It's very summery, very fun to like make fun videos with, because as an artist, it is sometimes tiring to lip sync to your song and post it on social media and be doing what everybody else is doing.
Right.
But if the song's fun, it's a lot easier to do that. Okay. So I've found myself actually enjoying it here and there.
Do you have a video for the song?
I do.
Do you?
Not a music video, but just like a video that I've, a 30-second clip or whatever, multiple of them.
Are you going to do like a video, like a full-blown?
We'll see. I don't know. I funded this myself. I have a couple of other songs coming out this summer, but if it's in the budget, why not? So
you got to find that up-and-coming filmmaker who can do something cool for cheap that... It still looks amazing. You know?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Just kind of helping each other out.
So. Yeah, definitely. So where, should we hear the song and then talk about it? Let's do that.
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Kalen Cole is here in the studio doing various accents, but the silliness has to stop because we have this amazing song. She's giving us a sneak preview here, and this is called Mistreated.
Mistreated Right.
Mistreated Right, and you're hearing it here on Nightlight. Here's a sneak preview of our friend Kalen Cole's new song.
Miss out on another vacation. Southbound, yes, I was mistaken. We were wrong, so I took a right onto misery lane. I don't care about my reflection.
some time, but I realize I don't deserve being mistreated right. Little by little, figured out what being in love was in about. So I'm looking for the right guy that'll make me little mistreated. Yeah, I'll be little mistreated right.
Very well done.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Thank you.
It's so fun to listen to it. Like, you perform that when you've been on the show previously.
Yes.
With an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. And there's something, I have a soft spot for any performer just with a voice and an acoustic guitar. I think it's pure beauty.
Oh, thank you.
But that, the composition is so good. Who did that? Who,
like, so
who,
great.
Who did you work with a producer? Or is that
yes.
all you? Or
no.
a collaborative effort?
Yes.
Yeah, tell
so,
me about it.
Kate Malone is my producer in Nashville, and her husband, Devin Malone, has been on tour with, like, the Rascal Flatts, what's his name, Hunter Hayes, and just a bunch of people in Nashville, and he played the Today Show in New York today.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so they sat down, and I've had them do a couple of songs before, but they ended up doing what's called a pre-production meeting with me. And so we hit the studio for 5 songs in one day with these grade A musicians in Nashville and just told them, like, hey, this is what this song is supposed to sound like. And we had talked about that in our pre-production meeting. So we were able to get the sound correct, before even getting in the studio, because you only have, you know, like 6 hours to record.
Right.
So I was like, I wanted upbeat, a summer feeling bop, just something like empowering women or even men too. Like, you know, if you're not treated right in a relationship, like, get out of it. What are you doing? And then just wanted it to be like Kelsey Ballerini inspired. So that's kind of what made Mistreated Right. And I love the banjo in it. It's so fun.
It's just, it's a really fun song.
Thank you.
And it was, like I said, when you performed it with the acoustic guitar in the studio, it was great too. But yeah, it's really just a lot going on from the composition. And
yeah.
What do you do when you have a producer who might suggest stuff and you really respect that producer and you need that producer as an artist?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, you know, you have the song. You have the guitar. That's really all you need. But to take a song to another level, you work with these people you respect. And what do you do if they suggest something that you don't like?
I'm honest.
Okay.
it's all about relationships,
yeah.
Right? And like cultivating and maintaining them. So I've got a great relationship with my producer. I love her. And sometimes we'll even go her route. We were actually in the studio the other day for the last song that is kind of on a project that I'm working on. We were talking about the composition of it, her and her husband, who's like kind of like the music director for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking back and forth. And some of the stuff that she was saying, I was like, I don't know if I agree with that. But we ended up doing like Majority Says. And also at the end of the day, it is my project.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of musicians who are independent forget about that, how they're like, well, without your songs or the people that you've written with, it's like they wouldn't have that project to work on. It's great to be collaborative, but also, you know, put your foot down. But
yeah.
My producer, her and I see eye to eye on a lot of stuff.
Boy, that's so important. All right, we have to do a very quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a couple minutes with Kaylin Cole, who's hanging out here for the last part of the show. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are riding on the free.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported recently that the Trump administration's DOJ requested complete voter records from 12 states. Minnesota just refused to cooperate. In Florida, there's a decision in a court case over the city of Miami's proposed postponement of a city election. First to Minnesota, where the Secretary of State's office notified the Trump administration's Department of Justice that it would not comply with its request to turn over all voter records from the 2020 and 2024 elections, including voting and registration records. The office's general counsel said DOJ failed to provide legal justification for the request and did not specify how the data would be secured. DOJ has requested records from 11 other states, including Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. New Hampshire has also refused to comply, citing state privacy statutes. In June, the Miami City Commission voted to delay city elections from November 2025 to November 2026. It would extend Miami's commissioner and term-limited mayor by a year and was called a power grab. After mayoral candidate Emilio Gonzalez sued, a Miami-Dade County judge ruled July 21st that the city commission could not move the election without voter approval, according to the Miami Herald. We've linked to Minnesota's letter to DOJ and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic, here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. With that all being said, have a great night.
Bumpers rolling. Can we use that in our bumpers? Conrad, let's use that in the bumpers.
Sounds good.
This show needs more Kaylin Cole, I've decided. So tell us about, what do you have coming up? You're here. You just got here. You got some shows coming up. So tell us about it.
So I basically live in Wisconsin in the summer.
Yeah.
But I mean, you kind of just have to go where your fans are, you know?
Right.
And right now they're in the Midwest and I like it. So it's great. But tomorrow I'm at Moxie's in La Crosse.
Okay.
I was born in La Crosse and my parents used to go to the bar at Moxie's all the time. It's hilarious. Yeah, my mom was like, wait, you're doing that? So I'm there from 6 to 9 p.m. And then I am in Tumbled Rock Brewery in Baraboo from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday.
Okay.
And then I'm at Uncle Mike's in Appleton, Wisconsin from like 8 to noon.
Wow. So, that's a long set.
Yeah.
A couple repeats in there? Oh my God.
Yeah, or just a lot of stories. A lot of accents and stories. We'll figure it out.
Work on that Indian accent while you're up there. You got to break that out, you know?
Yeah. I've done that on a podcast before.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Just as a goof?
Well, they told me. They were like, so you do accents. Apparently everybody knows that I do accents, except me.
You just kind of go in and out of it. It's very seamless. It's impressive.
It's part of my social awkwardness.
Terry from Wausau says, will you be in Nashville last week of August?
Terry, I don't think so. I think I'm actually singing. Let me check my calendar. Because I manage myself. So,
Your mom with you. Why don't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mom want to manage you a little bit?
Yeah, I wish. She could probably manage me in the summer, but she's a teacher.
She's got
a lot on her plate.
She's got a lot on her plate. That's a good excuse.
Terry, I won't be, but you should come back down to Nashville. Follow me at Kaylin Cole on anywhere, and we can connect. Definitely connect with me.
Great plan.
I'll message you.
Yeah, that's excellent. All right, so where did the what do you have a song like that you like to play the most? Like, you're doing a set. Do you have those moments where you're like, and when I was a comic, I used to be, oh God, this is a tough crowd. I can't wait to get to the money joke.
Yeah.
Do you have that with your music? I mean, I'm sure everything I've heard from you is just great, but do you have songs you like to play more than others?
Yes, I do. There's a couple covers that I really like because I've done my own spin on them. And people are like, oh, wow, that's cool. Like Drops of Jupiter by Train. Love that song.
Nice.
Every time that I play that, people are like, oh, that was all right.
Can people hear that on?
No.
Like, just because it's someone else's song?
Yeah. Or, you'd have to come to a live show.
Yeah.
Get that one.
There you go.
But I really love playing my original song, Goner. And I've played that in Green Bay with you before.
Yeah.
It was the first song that I ever played for you.
Yeah, when Lexi was there. Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
And I just love that song because I wrote that one with Lexi. Lexi and I write really well together. But I wrote that one with Lexi and Marla Cannon Goodman, who wrote "I'm the Fool with a Fool," Leanne Womack.
Okay.
And then she also wrote "One More Shot of Jose Cuervo." Can't remember who that's by, but it's a big country song as well. But we wrote that song, and I've had multiple people come up to me and just be like, that sounds like you when you sing that. Because, you know, sometimes you fall into the feeling of trying to sound like somebody else, especially with covers or whatnot. But there, every single time I play that, people are like, that one sounds like you.
It's so funny. I used to be like this. You know, at least when I started out, I was kind of like jaded. I was like, I don't like covers. I write your own stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But as I get older, I love a cover. I love when somebody puts their own spin on a song. And it doesn't take anything away from the original artist. But you're like, it's just great to hear a different interpretation.
Yeah. That's kind of how Morgan Wallen blew up. Because of Jason Isbell's Cover Me Up. Yeah.
Really?
He was on The Voice. And then, you know, he kind of gained some following there. And then came out with Cover Me Up. 3-4 years after that. I don't know. I don't follow his career that close. I got too much
like
to worry about. but yeah, then he blew up. But then Jason Isbell blew up again because it's his song.
Yeah.
So
that's so cool. Do you have venues in Wisconsin you like that are your favorite? Do you have a place? Where?
I do. Harvest Moon Pond, I love.
I like that name.
A small venue in Poinette. And I've been fortunate enough to sell that venue out every single time that I play.
Wow, good for you.
It's 250 tickets, and I love that place because I feel like people really get to know me during my performance.
Yeah.
I'll play covers. I'll play a lot of originals. Mainly, I save my new material at the end of the summer when I play there, so people have, like, a reason to go. Like, like something new is going to pop up. But then I also love, like, giving them a love life update or like cracking a couple jokes, you know, accidentally doing accents.
You cannot do stand up. This is the third time you've mentioned that you like to tell jokes and do stand up. And I'm sure you'd be great at it, but you're pretty good at this too. So I would stay in this lane for now. But be funny during your shows because I'm sure you get some laughs.
I think that's the shtick. But like people want an experience.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been really fun. Thank you so much. And I love the different sound of this than when you did it.
You.
I like them both, but this was really fun and a really a great accomplishment. So I hope it sells like gangbusters, and I hope you have great shows while you're here.
Thank you so much. Always Thanks for having me again.
Kaylin Cole, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, we'll see you in about a week, I'm
sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
We have rescheduled Frank Anderson, folks, for Friday night. He'll be here at 6:35. I will still be here in Madison. Frank will be back then, and it's a Bar Band Friday night. Thank you to Terry Barr, too, for introducing me to Kaylin Cole and making us friends. So that's fun. Kaylin's mom was here. She's watching.
She didn't want to be in here, though.
She could have.
I know. We could have put her in the hot seat.
Bring the whole family. tomorrow night on the show, legendary radio host Steve Cochran will be here. He'll be making the popcorn pick of the week. And then we have Tim Sowers from the Overture Center right across the street. He's going to talk about upcoming events and the great shows they do there, too. So on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad and Kaylin Cole, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
If he was here right now, he'd make a plan and he'd follow through. That's what Brian Boitano do. When Brian Boitano was in the Olympics skating for the gold, he did 2 sal cows and a triple lutz while wearing a blindfold. When Brian Boitano was in the Alps fighting grizzly bears, he used his magical fire breath and saved the maiden fair. So what would Brian Boitano do if he were here today? I'm sure he'd kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano do.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for special hunting and trapping seasons is coming up. Residents interested in applying for bobcat and fisher permits only have until Friday to apply. Harvest permits will be awarded through a preference point lottery system. Residents interested in the first sharp-tailed grouse hunt in the state since 2018 also have until Friday to apply for a limited permit drawing. The sharp-tailed grouse hunting season this fall will run from October 18th to November 9th. State lawmakers are renewing their push for a task force to study the racial disparity in missing and murdered women and girls. A study published last year found black women between age 25 and 44 were 6 times more likely to die by homicide than white women across the country. State Representative Sheila Stubbs authored the bill that was introduced on Friday, which would create a 17-member task force to study the issue. The task force would present their final report along with solutions to reduce gender violence and increase safety by December of 2026. The Bayfield County Planning and Zoning Committee voted to approve the permit for a proposed cell phone tower in the town of Russell despite receiving significant pushback from the local community last week. The tower was proposed by Verizon Wireless to address a gap in cell coverage along Highway 13 near Red Cliff. Area residents raised concerns about the effects the tower could have on property values, aesthetics, and tourism, but the attorney leading the project argued that those concerns were not legal grounds to not approve the application. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is asking potential victims in a sexual abuse case to come forward. 82-year-old Robert Karstensen is currently facing multiple charges of sexual assault and child enticement in Eau Claire County. While those charges are Eau Claire-related, the Barron County Sheriff's Department believes they found evidence that there may have been additional victims from the Chetek River campground between 1994 and 1998. Law enforcement authorities in Eau Claire are also asking any potential victims from the area to contact them. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been 2 spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show, Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's 5 families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be severe with strong wind gusts and very heavy rainfall. Low upper 60s. Sunshine returns later tomorrow afternoon. A slight storm chance into the evening. High in the low 80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll talk to Sheila Everhart from the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser, and Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic, here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. With that all being said, have a great night.
Hey, this is Adam Brody, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gonna be some sweet love coming down.
Welcome back. So funny. I was just talking about Adam Brody with my producer friend Bob on the way down to Madison today. So well picked, Conrad. What put you in an Adam Brody mood?
I felt like we haven't heard that one in a while, you know?
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Got a shout out because he just got nominated for a show.
Yeah, for an Emmy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. So great to have you with me here. We've got a half hour to go, and our pal Rocker is in studio. We're talking about Atwood Fest, this great musical festival that happens here in the Atwood neighborhood of Madison every year. It's been around since the 80s, you said, Rocker?
Yeah, since the early 80s. Geez. 82, I believe.
Okay.
And it was called Atwood Summerfest first, and now it's called Atwood Fest.
I love it. And it's such a great neighborhood, too. I love the Barrymore Theater, and there's just so much cool stuff going on there. So let's do a little preview here of what people can hear if they decide to venture out over to the east side.
Yeah, you know, let me start with saying that, you know, Atwood Fest, we've went full high tech now, and we have AI. We actually have an AI guide on our website. So tonight you're going to hear a lot of bands, a lot of dates, you know, a lot of stages and times. You're not going to really remember them, but just remember this, to go to AtwoodFest.com. And at AtwoodFest.com, you can click on the artificial intelligence guide and ask a question. You know,
I love that.
Like, you know, what blues bands are playing, or when is Rio 5 playing, or where can I find fried chicken?
You're putting AI to good use rather than making it a creepy movie thing. So that's
right.
That's,
you know, you can ask all these fact questions. Where can I find an AED unit? You know, if there's a cardiac arrest happening, right? It's by Freely, and we thank Jorge Reina. He put that together and covered that. Yeah. So I'm gonna kind of just skip across some of the bands that are playing that you can hear coming up at Atwood Fest. There's some that are local, national, and you know, international touring artists. We have a little bit of everything. One band that I thought was really unique this year, opening the festival on Sunday, July 27th, on the Luther stage at noon. This is a Madison ska fusion band. They're called One Beer Please, and this is their song, Money, Money, Money.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? But still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd move around and have them all.
That's One Beer Please and the song Money, Money, Money. What did you call that? Fusion?
Ska.
Ska Fusion.
Ska Fusion.
I love that.
Yeah, they're really fun. I thought this is going to be a great band to like kind of open up the festival day.
Yeah.
Just with a lot of energy. One Beer Please. Later on that day, that's Sunday on the Luther Allison stage, there's also Wonder Funk, Jeremiah Jams Band from Appleton, and Dem Tes Fay Band from here in Madison. We'll talk about some of that stuff later. There is another great band that is coming, Parker Barrow. They are on the Clyde Stubblefield stage at 4 p.m. on Sunday, July 27th. Now, Parker Barrow, you might remember Clyde Barrow, Bonnie Parker, right?
No ways.
Well, this is Megan Kane and Dylan Turner. They're the couple, right? He's the drummer. She's the lead singer. And they're originally from Birmingham, Alabama, and they're stationed in Nashville. So we brought them out last year, and they put on an amazing show. It's kind of a little country-ish and a lot of Led Zeppelin-ish and really good.
That's interesting. All right, let's hear it.
This band, you have to go see some of the YouTube videos. You'll be like, wow, these guys are incredible. This is Parker Barrow and their latest song. It's called Make It.
Make it.
You said Led Zeppelin with country. I guess I get that now. I wasn't sure what to expect there.
Aren't they good? Yeah. I love them. And she is just a wild entertainer. They're very entertaining.
Yeah.
Great band. And let's move out to the Clyde Stubblefield stage again. This is Saturday night, right before VO5. We have a world-class nine-piece funk horn band, Fat Function. They are totally amazing. Nice. I've tried to get them at Adwood Fest for many years, and with so many guys in the band and they don't all live around here, it's tough to get them together. So this is going to be a very special show right before VO5 on the Clyde stage Saturday at 5:15 p.m. Tons of Madison All-Stars in this band. And this is from their song, I think from 2015, I want to say. This is Well Run Dry. This is Fat Function.
Love the name Fat Function. That's a great name.
Fat Function. They wow. are really good. It features John Shipper on trumpet. He's a world-class trumpeter from around here in Madison. And Polly Ryan, who actually played with Garbage, played with U2 on their recordings, wow. and all kinds of people over at Smart Studios. A whole bunch of Al Falashi from Steely Dan. Just a great lineup of musicians.
That's the voice of Rocker. He is here to give us a preview of Atwood Fest, which he is heavily involved with, and he is the co-host of Max Inc. Radio, which you can hear Saturday nights from 6 to midnight here on WMDX if you live in the Madison area. And we're talking about Atwood Fest, which takes place this Saturday and Sunday. We talked about this next band, VO5, because they're
VO5.
Crowd favorite, and they are so much fun.
You know, I mean, I bet you there will be 5,000-6,000 people in front of the stage on Saturday wow. night at 8 p.m. for VO5. You know, I love telling this story, but I was it was probably 2008, and I was Halloween, and my wife and I were dressed up as Padme and Darth Rocker, and we walked into this bar up here in Madison on the square, the Frequency, and little teeny stage, and there was this huge band, and they were all dressed as angels with halos and everything, and they were playing 70s classic disco, and my wife loves to dance to that kind of music, yeah. and we're there for a while dancing, and she's like, you know, you have to book these guys for Atwood Summerfest. You have to put them on the rock stage. I'm like, the rock stage? Disco? What? And I put them on at noon, and people showed up to dance. And then wow. the next year, I put them on at 2, and more people showed up to dance. And then I put them on at 5, and more people showed up, right? And pretty soon, we just had this giant crowd, this meta community experience of people dancing and laughing and having fun. Dancing in the streets is it's been amazing for the band, and they're just coming up on their 20-year anniversary now as really? A band. So they've been playing Atwood Fest since 2008, I believe, was the first time that we had them. And they're now the undisputed heavyweight headliners. So let's take a listen. This is VO5, one of their original songs from Dance Originality. This is I Can Feel It.
I actually don't have that song record. I don't think I have that one sent.
Oh, my goodness. Did I not bummer. Give you my I Can Feel It tune? Well,
I want to tell you, though, I will vouch for what Rocker just said. VO5, I've seen them play the Wisconsin Film Festival opening night parties, and people love them.
Oh, yeah.
So go to Atwood Fest and have a great time, and definitely check out VO5.
The dancers. Well, we better have Paige Kleber. I'm pretty sure I got this one.
Do we have Paige?
Yes, we do have Paige Kleber.
Paige is
recent
going
guest.
To be, she's yeah. going to be playing the Sugar Maple stage noon on Sunday. Paige just turned 12 years old, right?
She's getting up there.
She's been singing the national anthem at the Badgers games, at the Bucks games. She's just really doing a lot of great stuff these days. Let's hear one of her songs. This is Paige Kleber playing Hard to Get, Sugar Maple Stage, noon on Sunday, July 27th.
Boy, she's fun. She's got great energy. 12 years old.
And she just won both the Madison Area Music Awards and the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards for the Rising Star.
That is unbelievable. When she was here, I was like, how do you know about all the stuff you're singing about it?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Isn't it incredible?
So Conrad just told us we do have the VO5
yep.
song. Do you want to do that?
Oh, let's hear it. Let's just hear it right away. We heard all about VO5. This is I Can Feel It.
All right.
This is real, and I can feel it. This is real, and I can feel it. I am alive, and I have arrived, and I can feel it. This is real, and I can feel it. This is real, and I can feel it. I am alive.
All right, that was VO5 and original, which is very cool.
Yes.
Rocker is here. He is one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio with our pal Terry Barr. You can hear them from 6 to midnight every Saturday night here on WMDX. We're talking about the Madison's Atwood Music Festival, and we'll get back into that after this very short break with our in-studio guest and my pal Rocker. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
I wish every day the sun would shine. Me to another place in my life where everything is beautiful.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
That sound? It's your recycling at work.
And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited Plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello. How's it going, everyone? It's Civic Media producer Dominic here to tell you that Pete is away for tonight. So with that being said, let's enjoy some of the best segments during his time in Madison last week. And stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. With that all being said, have a great night.
Folks, great to have you with me on this Monday night, broadcasting from beautiful downtown Madison, our state's capital. Our question of the night, if you want to get in on the fun, is what is your favorite junk food? It is National Junk Food Day. Bridget from the 818 says chips and dip. I can't resist. That is the age old. Everybody, nobody can resist chips and dip. John Roach, do you have a favorite junk food?
Well, I don't think it's junk food. I think it's a delicacy. Mm. But a fresh Oreo dunked in milk is irresistible.
That's not junk food. Yeah.
It's irresistible.
It's basically a vegetable. Let's be honest.
Some people will call it. You know there are people who call it junk food. Right. You know that. You know why? Because it tastes good.
I know. And who cares, right? That's the voice of John Roach. He is my guest here in studio. It's great to have him here. He made this film called A Road at Night about Howard Moore, this terrible accident, and it's just this great movie. It'll be hopefully available to stream soon, but we're going to talk more about that, and I'm going to ask him about a film he co-wrote called The Straight Story. He co-wrote it with Mary Sweeney, and David Lynch directed it, and they shot a lot of that in Wisconsin and Iowa, so we'll talk about that coming up as well, too. But let's get back to A Road at Night. So it's – and I tell people this, John, like people I know that are big Wisconsin sports fans – or people who went to the university and love Madison, you have to see this movie because it will make you proud to be part of Wisconsin and Madison. And then there's this family and this community element to the story, which is the tragic part, but it's a beautiful movie.
Well, first of all, thanks.
You're welcome.
You know, we screened it at, pretty much debuted it, other than a private screening here in town, we debuted it at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore. And I have to tell you, for people who care about Wisconsin sports and care about Madison and do the Moores at their church or, you know, I mean, they were popular folks in Madison.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of people at the film festivals. We also screened it at the Beloit Film Festival in Dubuque, which meant we could get test screenings and not have to get on a plane and go somewhere. Mm. And all sorts of people who knew nothing about Wisconsin sports or cared about sports in general watched it. It's shocking, but we had a lot of people at the screenings whose families were affected by drunk drivers.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we in Dubuque, a woman walked up and said, "Thank you for making this film. My oldest sister was killed with four other seniors in high school when I was in fifth grade, and my parents were never the same."
And you say that. You say it's not a movie. It's not a sports movie or movie, but it's about drunk driving.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great question. So basketball is the stage upon which the story plays out, but it's not a basketball movie, I don't think.
Right.
I don't know
no.
if you. And it is about drunk. But here's, I think, we've just had two Hollywood production companies do our trailer and our poster, you know, because we're trying to act like it's a real movie.
Yeah.
And I got into a deep discussion with the guys doing the trailer, and I said, you know, for the longest time, I've said first of all, it's a crime doc. The woman who hit them committed vehicular homicide. But I said, it's not even a drunk driving movie. It's about there, but for the grace of God, go I. It's about the awful randomness of life, because the Moors were doing everything right, you know, and yet still the fates completely messed with them in the most tragic of ways. And I also had a lot of people who just go, I'm going to go home and hug my wife and kids, you know. The other thing I have to say is there are inspiring, you know, it is a heavy topic and there's no dodging it, right? But there's so many moments of inspiration in it for me that, you know, you're moved. Just, I mean, doing the film and cutting the film, you know, you're a pro, you have some objectivity, you've done a lot of content before. But man, there were times, my editor, Joe Fung, he said, John, every time I cut this thing, I cry. You know?
It's exhausting, yeah.
I know. But I think the tears are also restorative. You know, it's like, I mean, first of all, you kind of need to cry. But you're also crying for the humanity of it, you know, that it's just... It reminds you how close everyone is and what a crapshoot life is.
It's such a great film. And those of you, it's not available to stream yet, but they're going to do some theatrical releases.
We hope to have a local theatrical release in Madison at one of the big theater chains. We're trying. And then maybe Milwaukee, maybe Chicago, because remember, there's a lot of Chicago
basketball. But man, where can people find out about these screenings, John? Like if you decide to do them on social media?
I'll be back on to tell you all about it. Okay, no, I mean, I'll tug your sleeve because we hope to do it in the fall. We hope to get a streaming deal, which will be the easiest way to access it. Amazon.
Right.
You know, we're right now talking to agents in L.A. who represent it. And 90% of the revenues of the film goes to the Moore Family Trust to make sure Howard's health care is taken care of. And his son, Jarrell, has what he needs to get on with his life in college and all. So so we have a vested interest in having it generate some revenue. There have been really gracious donors to the trust already.
Okay.
So it's getting to where it needs to be.
It's such a great, and I think, like, for me, if you can, folks, if you can see it, if you're lucky enough to see it, like, I watched it alone. You sent me a link so I could watch it for the show when I interviewed you. But then I heard about this screening at the Barrymore, which sounded spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you want to see it. So if this does make it to theaters, and it looks like it will follow. Is there a website or social media they can follow?
A Road at Night.
Okay.
You know, Instagram, Facebook, X, I think. I don't know. But, you know, the Barrymore, you know, I'm a townie.
Yeah.
I mean, I was saying to someone, I'm trying to think. I think the last time I was in the Barrymore was to see Warren Zevon, God rest his soul.
Oh, funny.
But, you know, and it was packed. And it's... You know, actually, the same thing happened with I Wrote It at Night that happened with The Straight Story when I went to the Madison Theater and watched it alone with a small crowd in there. People sit silently during the credits. When a film accomplishes that, you know you've got them, that they're immersed in the story.
All right, John Roach is here. We got to do intermission here, folks. We'll be back for Act Two. And that was a great segue. We'll talk a little bit about The Straight Story that John wrote with Mary Sweeney and that was directed by David Lynch. We'll talk about that and we'll... maybe put a bow on A Road at Night. And if we have time, sports writers, I should have booked you for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
I have more to talk to you about than the length of time I'm on the air. So we'll do it. It'll be a mini series.
Yeah,
we'll figure
it
out. All right. We're coming right back in Act Two. Rocker is here in the second hour, too. We're going to talk about Atwood Fest. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Tell her no.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Today, the Hamas-run Gaza Ministry of Health reported 14 people inside the war-torn enclave died of malnutrition over the last 24 hours. The total of famine and malnutrition deaths, the ministry says, is now 147. But as Dr. Craig Spencer, an emergency medicine physician and associate professor at Brown University, explains why things are so dire right now.
So what we're seeing right now is not just from starvation for the past couple days or past couple weeks. This is from months, really, of limited supplies.
Israel has agreed to a temporary halt in the fighting in Gaza while airdrops of food and medical supplies are being sent in.
A police officer and civilian were shot on the street in Midtown Manhattan. Police sources tell ABC News it happened on 52nd Street and Park Avenue by a suspect who fled into a building. There is a lockdown at 345 Park Avenue, which contains Blackstone and the NFL headquarters. The conditions of the victims not immediately known. This is ABC News.